Halli alo, now it works.
All right. Welcome. How are you, Uwe?
Yeah, what should I say? We came back yesterday from the Black Forest, and for a few days we went there. But we have worms.
You have worms?
Yeah. So it's... what should I say? So the dogs had worms, and like basically we saw like little worms in their poo when we walked with them. And then I recognized I have them too. It's not surprisingly because they're sleeping mostly in our beds, right? So, and then I got some like drops there in the vet store, but I couldn't get a real veterinary doctor working. I mean, it's all fucked up in the beginning of the year. But today, so yesterday we came home. Today I went first to the human doctor, and now Walter, Natalie, and me all have to take that pills against the worms, and then for 3 days, and in 20 days again for 3 days, and then the dogs are already, they got shots against it and pills. So I hope. And we have to, you have to wash the bedding and all that stuff the whole time, you know? So you have to wash it a few times so that, because they jump, right? They make eggs everywhere.
Yeah.
So, and scheiß. So, na ja, good. But I think we solved it. And I hope we're getting over it, but I felt like diarrhea and so on. So it was really like uncomfortable. And then when you actually see them, you kind of freak out, right? So you think like, why I have this now? Horrible, horrible, horrible. Yeah,
it sounds pretty disgusting, honestly. I'm glad that you're feeling better, though.
Yeah. So it should be okay now, but it's... overall it was not so great, let's say it this way. So we tried yesterday already to do our thing, but then we couldn't. Well,
let's see what's happened. I'm gonna recite a little bit of news that's happened since we last had a show. But in downtown LA on New Year's Eve. Actor Ian Ziering from Beverly Hills 90210 was attacked by a mini bike gang. Did you see this?
I saw this and I felt like it's kind of, I didn't know if I found that funny or threatening, because it looks so absurd. But in a way, like a mini bike gang is kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, I don't think that they're street legal. I don't think they have licenses to be driving in the street in the first place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, he like, I guess they like damaged his car, but then he got out of his car, and then like they all started attacking him, and he had to run across the street, and they were still trying to tackle him. And I don't know. I mean, I feel for the guy. I think that there needs to be a greater police presence, because throughout that entire fucking ordeal, there was no cops anywhere. It was a complete free for all. So, you know, I'm glad that he's okay. And I hope that, the biker gang gets brought to justice.
Yeah. I mean, what we recognize also in Germany is just a more and more disrespect for law or for private like security, you know, where you have the feeling like you have the feeling it's like people easier and easier in a negative way like doing whatever they want. You know, yeah. You remember the videos like shoplifting in San Francisco, like, you know, that people are scared to even like attack or try to arrest or do civil arrest or whatever off crystal clear perpetrators. You know, now like they know they're getting away with all that stuff. They know they're not getting totally prosecuted for it. They know they're getting laughable penalties for it, and that is the thing. It's like extremely negative, you know.
Yeah, you know, I saw a video of a kid stealing. He was getting arrested because he stole a bag of chips. And then there was a guy recording it, and he was, like, getting all crazy and yelling at the cops and, like, saying that, don't you have better things to do? Well, you know what? It starts with a fucking bag of chips, and then it goes to, like, more serious theft. You know what I mean? They get away with it. If they get it in their head when they're young that they can get away with it, of course it's going to grow, you know? So don't fight the police for doing their fucking jobs of trying to keep kind of like some sort of order to the chaos. You know what I mean?
Yeah, correct. And I think it's not okay. I mean, it's just not okay how all of this develops. We saw that on New Year's Eve in Germany again.
What happened?
Yeah, at the fireworks, right? And we have like massive fireworks in Germany at New Year's Eve, like way bigger, as you know it from the US, from Halloween or whatever, way bigger. And and then in the big cities, they're just shooting all that firecrackers and whatever, they throw it in the crowds, shooting rackets in everybody, people started burning, you know, like shit like this. I mean, it's completely ridiculous, this total, let's say, disrespect that you could hurt somebody. And they, in that kind of, it's the same mentality what happened when the Hamas attacked Israel, and then in Berlin were like thousands of people on the road, you know, and like kill all Jews and whatever, like yelling around. And you had this kind of like, they know they're getting away with it. They know they're not getting really charged, you know. And that is the thing. It's like, you know, I'm not the big fan from this law and order and whatever, you know, and I'm especially against the death penalty and stuff like this. But there is no discipline anymore in society, and people think the whole time they're getting away with everything, then they will continue to do it, you know. Yes. And I'm like a big fan of free speech, free arts and whatever. And I think there is already the society, like what we always said with cancel culture, woke culture, whatever, all that bullshit, is like, they're all on this. But the actually physically violence is almost not getting prosecuted anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Things are out of control.
Yeah. And that is the thing. And I think they're getting also stimulated a lot by videos they watch. When you have, I had a lot of talk with Natalie again about her Tribella website, right? So it's now to do like the beta testing to really build a safe website where that kind of hate things, porn movies. What you have now, porn on X, right? You have like,
yes,
it's kids getting, they're always saying we're not like catering for kids, but they are. The kids are the easiest victims in the internet. They buy everything what they see. They want everything what they see. And a lot of kids today, in today's time, automatic per algorithm, getting moved towards porn, moved towards violence. And there are like, I know where KJ told me that he watched a guy killing himself, like on Instagram Live.
Oh my God. Right?
And I mean, he's now 15, but he was maybe 14 when it happened. But I mean, nobody should just watch somebody shoot himself in the head in real.
Yeah, that's pretty traumatic, man. Even if he saw it on the internet, even if he's just 14, that's trauma, you know?
Yes, yes. And I mean, I know it from myself, but I was like, when I was small, there was no internet. So, but I, in the years and years when I did all my films about the massacres and amok runs and whatever, I watched a lot of like uncensored, brutal things.
Yes.
Where people get burned alive, the eyes is chopped, the heads off. I watched all that stuff. And it never leaves you.
Yeah.
It's like, of course, I was maybe 40 when I started watching this kind of stuff. Before that, I watched like Faces of Death in the movie theaters or horror films, and most of it's fake. But then, of course, with the internet and all that uncensored kind of that even perpetrators and murderers putting things up. I watched a lot of this kind of thing where people by accident die, where they get overdriven, whatever. So, and it's this kind of, you don't really forget that. It's like, it is trauma. What you handle as an adult may be a little different, but it is definitely trauma. You never forget when you watch that 10 ISIS people chopping 10's head off and putting them beside the body. And I watched this, you know, like so. And I watched this stuff not because I think it's entertaining. I watched it to understand violence and to try to find out what happens in situations where massacres or mass murder happens because of the contents of my films. You know, what makes people snap and what's actually happening then. But that has to be filtered, especially for everybody under 18. The same with porn. What is if your first sexuality kind of like confrontation is hardcore porn?
Yeah.
You know, like from professional porn players. I mean, that how that makes a 10-year-old feel. I mean,
well, people get unrealistic expectations about sex. That's the first thing. And then, like, some people in there, I've seen articles where people who have been subjected to like lots of porn and lots of unrealistic expectations during sex can't get a boner when they're older because regular sex is not good enough for them. And then, you know what I mean? Like these things have kind of like, they have repercussions.
So, yeah, or they think they have to copy this, right? Yeah. Choking girls. Like that was a whole trend in porn also, right? Where choking, like that looks like the girls love to get choked and fucked at the same time. And you think, what the fuck is this? I mean, that is so much stuff is out there to make, of course, the porn industry more interesting, whatever. But overall, it's only it should be only available for adults.
Yeah,
you know, and that is all bad. But there is nothing. It's like interesting now when Natalie is out there talking to potential investors for Troibella, you know, and you can say they all say something like Troibella is absolutely necessary. Especially now where everything goes sideways and we were completely getting played by the algorithms from the big four, like Instagram, TikTok, X, Facebook, right? So we're getting played by them. We're getting abused by them. They sold our soul and our data and they infiltrate the brains of the kids totally wrong. So everybody agrees with it, so far, nobody really wants to put money up, you know, and it's this kind of, oh, you know, you cannot win a war against all that big conglomerates. And that is maybe true, but that is where government has to come in and have to say, no, we need a safe social media site. What is not done to just make the maximum amount of money, what is done to bring a safe environment. Yeah. Block really off. And that is why Troibella cannot get just online, right? Because to put the protection into place, that costs money. Mm-hmm. You need to verify the users and you need to have like AI basically going through whatever comes up. You cannot just put it up and then delete it 2 days later after everybody watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So because all of this will happen, of course. And so you need to protect things and you have to.
You got a call.
Yeah. Wait a second. I take it away. So I think it's interesting because you remember we went to the tech summit in Portugal and there you have like 60,000 people. They're pitching another restaurant app. Basically, right? And they're pitching this and this and this. And it's all the same little apps who just want to get money to provide their little service. The app, how you lose weight. The app, how you sleep better. The app, whatever. So that is the industry. It's just like there is no vision. There is no, that it's just a business, but it's no more. There is nobody who says, no, we want to replace Facebook in more safe. And I think that is the time now where it was all the government cracking down on them, or at least investigating all the content. It's time to do this. And it's not for censoring political content, right? It's not about Vogue. It's not about censoring political content. It's about protecting young adults and kids.
Yeah. Like, you know, for example, on the internet, I see a lot of videos of violence in different situations, like at the airport, people like handling their problems and making videos out of context in situations that's promoting violence. Like, and if you are exposed to enough videos constantly of people figuring out their differences with their fists, if every video shows this, you might get the impression that that's the proper way to act in real life. And the kids are especially vulnerable to that kind of thought process because they're very influenced by, like you said, by all this stuff. So they pick up a more aggressive attitude and disrespectful attitudes because of this reprogramming, this constant barrage of violence and hate, and everything is getting normalized that should not be normalized. These are not behaviors that we want to have moving forward. You know, we want to,
And you cannot, like, the thing is, like, for example, when you see the New Year's Eve night in the big cities in Germany, as a German woman, you cannot go on the streets anymore. It's impossible. You will get grabbed. You will get like harassed, because it's the 80% of the people in Berlin on the street at night at New Year's Eve are Arabs, male Arabs, and all the sisters of them are at home with the parents, and they're all the young Arabs out there, and they are violent. You know, if I go there alone in the middle of hundreds of Arabs as a German guy, I maybe get my ass kicked. I mean, that is where we stand already. And of course, not here in Mainz where I live, but if you go to Berlin, if you go to Frankfurt, to the railway station and whatever, it's like you have like 700, 800 people against one German. And that is not okay. And that is also like we have this total absurd discussion in Germany. Of course, the migration debate the whole time. But it's crystal clear that with more and more young Arabic, Islamic people coming into Germany, males, you create a lot of tension. You know, they want girls. They, you know, they are aggressive. They are in their testosterone phase, basically, you know, where they are young. And so, and they need to let off steam. And most of the time when they're illegal immigrants, basically, they're getting money, but they don't work. So they're bored, and it all leads to crime.
Yeah.
You know, and that is, it's just a totally wrong way to handle and to just close everybody's eyes and ignore the facts and also the criminal statistics and so on. Today was in Germany in the morning, almost every, we had the farmers protest and the truckers protest today. So because the government had to save money and cut for the farmers a 25% fuel tax, you know, so they basically, for the tractors and all that, they always got fuel 25% cheaper as everybody else. And the government cut that. And so they went to every single freeway entrance and blocked it today between 6 in the morning and 9 o'clock in the morning. In Germany, nobody could go on the freeway. It was all over Germany. There were at least 200,000-300,000 people blocking everything. It will be also on CNN and stuff like this. And so, and I mean, what did the government do? Like a few hours later, they confirmed the cut. Like, no, you're not getting the money anymore. And then this guy's reading that at the same time, we're giving Ukraine another 18 billion. And we're giving, you know, and that is the thing where now a big divide is, you know, there is a big divide between population, and in the US is similar.
Yes, right? there's a lot of stuff going on here about the border to Mexico that's very similar to what you're saying.
Yeah, because, I mean, US and Europe are both migrant like countries where you can migrate to the US. And I think without Mexicans, the US would not function. But at one point, it's too many.
Yeah.
Especially if it's not even Mexicans, if it's Honduras, El Salvador, from everywhere from Latin America. And the same is with Europe. In the beginning, in Germany, traditionally, we had all the Italians coming up and Turkish people. So, but the Turkish people were way more moderate Muslims as in today's time, you know. And then, similar to in US, and the Mexicans came. But then you go more south as we go more deeper into Africa, into countries where people are walking still without shoes, into countries where they're totally fundamentalistic Islamistic, in countries where they work only day-to-day somewhere and they don't have school education. So and then you have all these people coming in and they are unusable for the industry, you know, but they're all making six kids within 6 years. Yeah, so I mean, it's statistically facts, yeah. You know, so, and that is very dangerous for a society. And I feel now in Germany, I never had that feeling before, but the people are absolutely fed up. They're absolutely fed up. Like 80% of the population is like, we don't want that government because we don't want that politics. And the best is what the government is doing. And it's similar to what Biden is doing in the US, is everybody who's not with them is a fucking Nazi, you know? So it's basically what they're saying here, you know, what the government is blaming back, that they're all like conspiracy theorists, anti-vaxxers, and idiots who are not following the government politics. And that is very dangerous if you discredit everybody. You know, when Elon Musk writes on X the whole time, we have to figure out this migration problem.
Yeah, I know. And I talked with Matt recently on our Christmas show about how people insulting the other side, trying to belittle them, trying to demean them, trying to make them look bad, trying to make them feel shame, trying to make them embarrassed. That's not going to be a real conversation. Like, that's going to create more intolerance, more anger, more pushback. We have to start a conversation with the other side civilly. We need to not insult or belittle or demean, even if we disagree, because that conversation needs to start. Our knee-jerk reactions that everything has to be absolute is bullshit from all the sides. I think that everybody is fed up and we're not being productive anymore by trying to basically attack and silence the opposition. You know, I think we need to have a real conversation. People need to learn how to communicate and not instantly go into fighting mode. This is what I mean by online has influenced people to get so much more aggressive in reality. We need to remember that we're all humans. We're from the same country. Sometimes, you know, like we need to be civil or else this will never end. It will keep getting worse. And the anger is just going to come to a boil.
Yes, I totally agree. And it's like, yes, you have people. They talk everything in extremes. Let's say it this way. And that is not helpful for anybody. But you also cannot complete disregard in a way anybody who has a different opinion as you. You know, you can, as a hardcore Trumpist, you cannot just close your eyes in front of facts only because you want to, right? So I think it's insane. Take any subject matter, like abortion. So the abortion thing. Also in Germany, the right corner people, a lot of times, are totally against abortion. So in Germany, abortion is existing and allowed. And so why can we not say, of course, nobody is totally pro-abortion and is looking forward to do every week an abortion. No woman and no guy who makes by accident somebody pregnant or whatever, right? But we also cannot say that there is a human being 5 seconds after you fuck, right? I mean, so the main question is, of course, there has to be abortion for women that are totally sick. The kid has a DNA disastrous illness. You have a rape. You have, so how can you dispute that abortion should be okay in this kind of health things? Like, why a woman should carry a dead baby in her womb for 5 months or whatever. I mean, the extremes are too much, right? Yeah. But we also can have to say, whatever, you have 12 weeks to get an abortion, but not one day longer, because then the baby is already in a way developed that it's like big, like a little finger, you know, and we don't want that you do an abortion then. And there are also adoption possibilities, whatever. So we have to find the middle ground in all that problems. You know, we cannot have no migration, and we cannot say like all migrants are fucking criminals. That is idiotic.
Yeah.
You know, but we also cannot say we can let unlimited migrants in till we have them sitting in our living room because there's no more housing for anybody. So, I mean, it has to be everywhere the middle ground. The same with Ukraine. Like the German government and also the Trump, the Biden government, they blindly support Ukraine no matter what's happening. You know, so, and we have to see that there was from the beginning on for Russia, the Ukraine was a threat. The Ukraine wanted to join the NATO directly at the Russian border. The Ukraine, as soon as they would join the NATO, would cut off Russians, the Russian harbor of the Krim, where the Russians have all their ships, right? So the Russians were threatened by the Ukrainian development. And so they had to say the whole time the Russians had no reason to attack the Ukraine is a totally lie.
It's the perspective from the Russian perspective.
Yeah, of course, when you're a Russian president, you see it, of course, completely different as us. But you cannot ignore that Putin had a reason to attack. Otherwise, he would never attack without a reason why he should attack. It doesn't make any sense. So his reasoning was they will go in the EU, they will go in the NATO, then we cannot attack them anymore, and then it will take everything we have from them. So, yeah, so they had industries there. They had 15% is Russian population in the south of Ukraine. So stuff like this. So, and that was the reason Putin attacked. So, but now moving forward, we see that Ukraine is not winning the war. And we keep spending so much money for it. Instead that the Biden from US and the Scholz from Germany joining forces and settling the dispute, like getting it over with, that saves lives, that saves money, and so on. You know, so I think that has to be the thing, supporting Ukraine and at the same time giving Russia a chance to get back into the world society, into the G7, that then in the G8, into the UN, into that the arrest warrant on Putin is revoked, that sanctions are revoked. I mean, is that crazy to try to figure it out, to end the massacre? How can that be a crime to try this? But if you say that in German, they all say right away, all the mass media will say, whoever says this, is a Putin friend, is like a communist, whatever. And it's so absurd. And it's all this kind of what we had with what we just said with the abortion, with the migration. It's all so blown out of proportion that you're one side or the other side. And, yeah. And both sides are wrong. Both sides are wrong. The truth is in that subject matter somewhere in the middle, to figure really out that is the way we can help people, you know, the Israel, Hamas. I mean, it's crazy, you know. It's like, of course, the Hamas did an unbelievable massacre, and they always started, and the Hezbollah on Hamas always started, and all the Arab countries want to kill Israel. So it's 100%. And it's completely correct that Israel had all the rights in the world to go into Gaza, trying to free the hostages and getting rid of the Hamas terrorists. 100%. You know, yeah. Now we have hundreds, thousands of people. And then only to say, like, look at the Harvard president or all that stupid people. Like, what happened there in the internet was Osama bin Laden was a hero out of the blue. The presidents of the biggest universities in America were not condemning the Hamas and were actually saying the Palestina has all the rights to do the attacks because they own the country. That is what 80% of the American news posted and said. And that is so over the board bullshit. It's just unbelievable. But it's also not okay what Ben Shapiro says, or all the hawks, the Israeli hawks, who basically celebrating that in Gaza, 20, 30,000 women and kids are dead.
Yeah.
They celebrating it. And that is the thing. How can you celebrate something like this? It's ridiculous. They are all also humans, you know.
Yeah. They're it's sick.
On the wrong sick. Side of history, but they for sure did the terror attack.
Yeah, a lot of innocents got kind of meshed up into this by default because they lived there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. You so know. I feel for everybody in this situation, and I hope that I hope that Israel can get their temper under control, because I think that the severity of what they're doing is, it can be brutal. Like, a lot of those people don't know where to go. They don't have, you know, a plan. So, like, I hope that things can go better, because I understand both sides. I understand, like you said, what Israel's doing is justified because they want to protect their way of life. You know, they didn't ask for this. And an attack totally, no matter what.
As we said before, I'm totally on the side in general of Israel.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm not celebrating that so many civilists are dead.
Yeah, an attack from Palestine is still an attack. You know what I mean? It's still wrong. Violence is wrong, you know?
Yeah.
I think that that's something that we should say right here. Like, a lot of people watch movies like Rampage. We're not celebrating the violence. We're trying to mirror the violence from the real world in a format that can be consumed and will get people to think about their world and their reality. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it is in all my films. I never celebrated violence.
Yeah.
In my real political films, like Assault on Wall Street or Rampage, whatever, or Darfur, it's all painful. It shows what violence can do,
yeah,
and what violence can lead to, right? And I think in all this without blood event films, like the Avengers stuff, whatever, yeah, it's not bloody, it's not gory, but they celebrate violence.
Yeah.
They celebrate all the Michael Bay films celebrating violence and think that violence is the right way, in a way, to respond to things. And I think my films are a little more thought through in regards of, what violence can lead to.
Yeah. So. No, your films are very thoughtfully made. And I think that it would be easy to take something out of context from the films. A lot of people do that. They're like, ooh, Ball made a movie about Auschwitz, and they haven't even seen the film. And they won't see the film because they've made up their minds immediately. But I've also seen people who have seen the film, who have given it a chance, who say that it was highly accurate and it was disgusting. But that is the point. Auschwitz is not a pleasant, you know what I mean? Like, you wanted to show the reality of it, just like your other films. People need to, it's not glorifying or celebrating Auschwitz, what happened there. It's telling a real event so that people don't forget. Like you said, like, the German children didn't even know what it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, that is the thing, you know, it's, what should I say? It's ridiculous, like, in what direction the political landscapes, the society moves.
Yeah.
I hope that this year will be not one of the worst years for democracy.
Yeah.
Because right now, I don't see really great solutions here.
Well, you know, unfortunately, I mean, people need to vote for Biden just by default, though Biden needs to get his act together at the border. I think that if Biden changed some of those policies, like what's his name, Mike Johnson, wants, the head of the Republicans, what is it, the Congress?
Yeah.
If Biden, you know, kind of considered some of their demands, it might look better for Biden with people who are leaning towards Republicans for those reasons, for the reasons of illegal immigration, you know, not migrants, just illegal migrancy, you know. I think that Biden needs to get his act together on that. And if he did, he would have a stronger chance, because a lot of people, I mean, if we choose Trump, guys, our entire way of life is going to slowly start to erode away. All of our civil liberties, like the Christians want to, like, they think that their religion is above the Constitution. And yes. I think that our way of life will change drastically. A lot of our norms, a lot of legal norms, and a lot of fucking crazy shit is going to go on, like him getting the army to quell dissenters in protest, like hurt our own people with our military. Like, I don't like the idea of being locked down, of you know, any kind of overthrow of our government. I think that that would cause chaos. I think that Biden may be kind of like boring as a choice, but he represents structure and stability, and we need that right now. So, you know, don't let all of the stuff that you see online that's trying to like demonize Biden actually get your better senses, because it's a shit choice right now, but Trump is going to hurt our country. Our divisions will grow. This talk about communication, this talk about a middle ground will be out the window, and it will be pure absolution. And I don't want that. I want us to come together, not hate each other, not hurt each other. You know, I want things to change, but I don't want our humanity and our rule of law to be thrown out the window for Donald Trump.
So exactly. Because when you see, look at all the Islamistic states, there is the church, the religion above the politics. And look what situations are most of that states. You open your mouth, you get incarcerated forever. You get decapitated, like you died. You know, like shit like this. And in US, this kind of the Johnson guy, whatever, this guy of super Christian radicals, they do harm. Like, they will destroy a woman's life who cannot abort a rape baby. They destroying partnerships. They destroy, like when you talk about the abortion, or they destroying international relationships, right? And that is the thing. It's like when we talk, for example, about Putin, right? It's, I don't want to live in Russia. I don't want to be like Navalny, you know, and say something and I'm ending in the gulag. So for me, that what we have, what you said with the Constitution and in democracy, that is worse to keep it. Like, that is how it should be, that we both can say here whatever we want on our podcast without like the SS kicks our door in because they listen to it and then you disappear in a gulag. So, you know, that is what we should keep under all circumstances. But this is something what the ultra right wing in Europe want to destroy. And that is also something what a Trump government wants to destroy. They want to bend it the way they want it, and nothing else matter. And it's like, if they have a benefit from abortion, they will keep abortions, right? A Trump government, not a Johnson government, not the ultra-religious people. But that is the thing. It's like, because now the Republicans, for example, they are a lot of the candidates, they acting like they hate Ukraine. They hate you, like the Russia Miva, whatever the name is. He talks like we should totally dump the Ukraine and let the Russians overrun the Ukraine, basically, because we can give a shit about the Ukraine. But that is also, that is totally wrong. That is ridiculous. Russia cannot just take Ukraine and has no repercussions. So it's good that we supported Ukraine. And that we helped them. They got attacked by Russia. The Russians are the bad guys in this way. They had a reason to attack, but it's not a reason to attack, right? We cannot say like, whatever, because we don't like the Dutch, we invade Dutch, Holland as Germany. I mean, it's ridiculous. We have to follow international rules. And I think war and this kind of violent conflict should be not on the map anymore, should be not allowed anymore. And I think it's a shame that the Israelis are, for example, the Israelis, they are forced to the violence. They maybe overdo the violence now, but they're getting forced to do violent acts over and over and over because since 80 years, they're getting attacked. You know, so, and it's idiotic that people are still willing to do this kind of violent acts. Now, yeah, so I have to go with... Walter to his handball,
and okay,
in the end. So what's the sort of Golden Globes? I think it was a lame show, a bad host, and but a lot of things won they were expected to win. It's my, like Oppenheimer. I mean, who else should win, right? So I mean, for me, it's not a big surprise who won the Golden Globes.
Yeah, I heard about that host. It's like some random comedian no one's ever heard of, and exactly. He like. Had really bad material.
He was just not funny. I mean, in the earlier years, the only reason I watched the Golden Globes was Ricky Gervais, because he insulted everybody. It was just way better as the Oscars. He's just, I watched his Netflix special and laughed my ass off. He's he's a deadpan, like, funny motherfucker, right? So deep under the belt, but I loved this kind of dirty comedy. But the other guy was an unknown guy who couldn't deliver the jokes. And I'm happy for the few Golden Globes, for example, for Succession. I liked that show. I liked Beef on Netflix. It won also in two categories. I liked also The Bear, the cooking thing. There was also he won also for Best Comedy Actor. And his counterpart, she won also for Best Comedy Actor. I think they were very, the right films got the prizes. It's like what I think when I watched. Yeah, so they didn't pick the wrong films there. So, but it was also not a really strong competitive market.
Yeah, the Golden Globes has kind of had a little trouble, like with controversy a couple years back. That's why I think they had a hard time getting a host, because no one wants to be, it's bad PR now to host the Golden Globes or something.
Totally. And I understand why, yeah. Okie dokie. So now, that was the first in the new year, and we continue.
Yeah, everybody, please follow us on Twitter. I'm Gary Otto Zero. Uwe Ball is Uwe Ball 7. And we have the Uwe Ball Raw USA main hub on X. Excuse me, X. And we will see you real soon, guys. I hope you're having a great new year. And let's go forward with positivity. Share the show and comment online. And we'll see you soon.
Perfect. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.